not a bad day on Wall Street, at least for the Dow. The other indexes struggled. Strong retail sales did give the market a boost, higher than expected last month, as a healthier job market and warmer weather seemed to encourage more Americans to shop.
And joining us to talk more about it, editor-at-large for CBSMoneyWatch.com, Jill Schlesinger. Hello, Jill.
Good afternoon.
So what is your take on this March retail sales report?
It's like either it's too hot or it's too cold, both ways, you know? So, you know, it is true the warm weather definitely helped out, because there are all these funny reports in that, gosh, you know, the outdoor furniture sales were up and the gardening supply sales were up. So, but it was a strong report across the board. And this was an important one because, remember, we were trying to see if people were spending as much money in other areas of the economy because they were paying so much at the pumps. And I think this report did show some resilience of the American consumer. Never bet against the American consumer, by the way.
It's been pretty typical, though, that the first quarter does well, right?
Oh, gosh, you know, and this is the thing that scares everybody, because in the last 2 years, 2010 and 2011, we got off to a similarly good start. And all of a sudden, as the months went by, first few months, we started talking about Europe in both years, in 2010 and 2011. And then all of a sudden, we started talking about global growth slowing down. And then people got a little panic stricken. And then we had a huge sell-off. And there's a lot of worry in the marketplace that we are setting up for a third time in a row, because now we're talking about Spain, their borrowing costs are starting to rise. We're talking about China's growth not being as strong. Maybe here in the U.S., job creation is slipping a little bit. So we're keeping our eyes on what's happening really in these next 6 critical weeks to see whether the U.S. economy is powering through or just taking a little breath here. Or will we actually see another summer sell-off? You know, guys, I think this is all some sort of plot to ruin my summer vacation.
So you get that phone call to come back, right?
That's right.
In the last 20 seconds, what are you looking for this week?
You know, after this retail sales report, there are some other data points coming out about the housing market. We'll get housing starts tomorrow. We'll also get existing home sales. Remember, we want to see some activity in the housing market, and we are also going to keep our eyes on earnings. Goldman Sachs, these are the biggies, Goldman Sachs, Morgan Stanley, General Electric, Bank of America, all reporting this week. We're also going to get some reports from Intel and Yahoo and IBM. So big reporting week this week. Eat your Wheaties. You're going to need your strength.
All right. Thank you, Jill.
Take care.
That's Jill Schlesinger, editor-at-large for CBSMoneyWatch.com. For more, go to MoneyWatch.com.
Money news every half hour at 25 and 55 on WTOP.
Let's stay with the talk on money. Jeff Claybaugh, the Washington Business Journal.
The Dow Industrial starts a brand new week with a nice little gain, up 72 points. It's about 0.5%. But the S&P 500 index lost a point. The NASDAQ down 23 points. Apple dragged down the NASDAQ. It fell 4%. Apple has lost ground for 5 straight trading days now. Down about 10% since last week, although don't feel too sorry for long-term Apple investors. That stock's still up 77% in the last year. What you're paying for gas is about 9% more than it was a year ago. Still, Americans are consuming. I'll repeat those retail sales numbers. Up 0.8% in March. Retail sales are up 6.5% from a year ago. Maryland lawmakers have approved a bill that would ban employers from forcing job applicants to show their password-protected face.